Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. Nigeria Info is the station of the year.
The conqueror, the champion, the lion is here.
Hey! Hey!
Zabu, Zabu.
Hey! That's right. All right, terrible music. It's okay. But yes, thank you to everyone who voted. We're going to talk more about that during the show. But congratulations to Nigeria Info FM, Station of the Year. People voting for the station to go home with this award. 1 million Lagosians listen to Hard Facts. Thank you for being one of those who voted. We truly appreciate it. I've got a great show for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the radio station of the year, Nigeria Info. Then let's talk about the 21 billion naira presidential wing of the State House Medical Center. Then, let's talk about INEC and the APC opposing the broadcast of the presidential election petition. We'll keep talking about these stories into the Eyewitness Hour. But of course, if you have a story happening in your part of Lagos that you need us to hear about, you go ahead and give us a call so that we can talk about it. On the big hard fact, I want to talk about funding public health care. So we all know that resident doctors are on their second day of a warning strike. And for that conversation, I will have a former NMA president who is currently a government official in Ondo State join me at 5 o'clock. Expect business, sports and foreign news and so much more on the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos again, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on the hard facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info FM is radio station of the year, and that is our first story. We just won that award at the first ever Nigerian Broadcasting Awards. I like this award, Lagos, because you voted for it. It was open to the public, and come on, man, like, I do what I do every day for you. You come to me for hard facts. You give me 3 to 4 hours of your precious afternoon every day when you could be listening to anybody else. You could be listening to someone else, but you give it to me. And it's the same for all our shows, from the Morning Crossfire at dawn until Chat Station at night, plus our weekend shows. You are the reason why all of us do what we do. So while it's, you know, always an honor to get awards from our colleagues in the media, it is also a huge honor when the listeners vote to give us this award. The listeners voted to make Nigeria Info Radio Station of the Year. So on behalf of everyone here at Nigeria Info, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. But now that it's official, I want to ask why. Why do you love us so much? What are the things that we do here at Nigeria Info that you enjoy the most? Or that make you say, yeah, these guys are the best? Let's call it market research, you know? Let's call this market research. We want to keep giving you the best, right? So I want to hear why you think we are the best. Why you voted for us to be named Radio Station of the Year. What does the best look like for you? 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465-7190 for women. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
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 How you doing?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
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 Good afternoon.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Olali from Sabayaba.
Talk to me, Olali.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know what? I've been listening to Nigeria Info 2016.
Okay.
I just stumbled on the station when they were doing this Alibaba show. Alibaba series.
Yeah, you've been listening since then.
Yes.
Wow.
After that, I am not a fan of radio, right?
Okay.
After that section, they now started this art part people with Story and Yupene then.
Mm-hmm.
After those ones, I was enjoying the station. Here come Temi and the guy. They used to come in the evening. Yes. On this station, you see, I enjoy them. Yeah, so we come back again. Later, you know, I love sports, right?
Okay.
No matter, even they are repeating the same thing, I'll still just stay blue with it. Temi and the guy came again. I enjoy them till the following day. I left it there. I'm trying to just listen again. It was then with this lady, Tolu Lope and Tolu and Onome Gugu.
Yes.
I just when they even finish, I didn't care you today.
Oh yeah.
You are the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling us. Hi.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Mama Felicia from Ijebu-Ikoto.
Mama Felicia, thank you so much for calling.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you.
But if I allow that music to play more, and the sound that you know how to sing Igbo,
No. I know how to speak Igbo, but I don't remember the lyrics to songs. I'm very terrible with song lyrics. Like, if my life depended on remembering the lyrics to a song, I will die. Like if they put a gun to my head and say, Sandra, Gregua now or a Gwogi Angu.
No, thank Sandra.
They'll be all right.
Sandra, well, I'll let come for again. Kwehi agwo moge o yisi kefi na sono yibo eh o de kwa ma o Sandra.
Okay thank you 99.3. Hello.
Hello,
how you doing, sir?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
Sandra. Yes, let me give you.
Okay, that's unfortunate. Call us back. You're even calling our number for women, Sif. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Good afternoon, sir.
Koboko.
Koboko, welcome.
I've been shouting since July, two years ago, that I love Nigeria Info.
Yes.
The best station of the year and the time. I came again 2 weeks ago for Evon Okaifo say, I'm voting for Nigeria Info in May 17. Nigeria Info never announced them. Blah blah. I don't know if you're born. They hear me. Man, I did it for half one.
Oh,
well, I'm very, very grateful.
We're grateful.
And I expected it.
Okay.
I expected it.
Okay.
Because we talk our mind. And you follow a moving story.
Mm-hmm.
And you give us a lining story.
Mm-hmm.
And you give us present story.
Mm-hmm.
But what they make the first me say, some people will be saying they're not going to call since. They're going to come October when you go do our anniversary. Not only they're going to win money. That is not the first me. Yes. No, they ain't gonna win money. I said, they're gonna ask me a question. They're not gonna ask me a question. I advise, so. I advise. That's number one. Concerning APC and INEC.
Yes.
INEC is supposed to be what we call neutral. They're supposed to be neutral as an umpire. Whereby they don't want to transmit this thing. I have rights. It is about all your money. We give my mood money. They're supposed to transmit it live for us to enjoy and view. Otherwise, my 7 years daughter have known, I've told him that APC and INEC rigged Nigeria election. I don't tell him already. And the whole Nigeria road, they rigged election. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
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 Hello, Mrs. Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name,
ma'am? Good afternoon. This is Mrs. Esther.
Mrs. Esther, welcome. Talk to me.
Congratulations, ma'am.
Thank you.
Big congratulations.
Thank you.
You people are really trying.
Thank you.
What I love most about your program is this debate.
Okay.
It's honestly.
Aww.
Honestly.
Okay.
Whenever I'm out of the house, I will rush down. When it is 4 o'clock, some minutes before, even if I'm not at home, I'll rush to the car. I'll go on my radio. So, in fact, people have been trying.
Thank you.
God, we uphold your stations in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Mrs. Esther, thank you so much for calling. If you just tuned in and you're wondering, okay, what's happening? Nigeria Info has won Radio Station of the Year. And the beautiful thing about this award is that you are the ones who voted for us to get it. It was open to the public. There were a bunch of radio stations listed, but Lagos decided, nope, the Radio Station of the Year is Nigeria Info FM. Hey! Oh, thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is such a nice reward because we come every day. We give this to you every day. You come to me for hard facts. From the Morning Crossfire all the way to Chat Station with Ada Blessing. You come to us every day, right? And you decided, look, we're gonna reward all of that effort and we're going to give you our seal of approval. It's an honor, to be honest. It's an honor on behalf of all of us. Thank you so much. You know, without you, we wouldn't be here. But now that it's official, I'm asking, why do you love Nigeria Info so much? What are the things that we're doing here at Nigeria Info that you enjoy the most? Or the things that make you say, these guys, they sabi this work, you know, these people, they sabi, these people are the best, you know? What are some of those things? Like I said earlier, this is market research for us at Nigeria Info, so that if someone tells you this is what we like, you keep giving it to them. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, Give me a call on 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Let's talk about it. Women only, call 0100-465-7190. Then men only, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, Madam Sandra.
How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir.
My name is Ogapat.
Ogapat, welcome.
Yeah, from Aja.
Okay, good to have you on the show.
In fact, I'm rejoicing with you people. I think we win the award.
Thank you.
Just like if you know my heart.
Thank you.
The whole program in Nigeria is very, very, in fact, sweet to me. From Sheriff to Jimmy DC 730, Joyce, what's up, Lagos? Is that all?
Oh.
Any your own. Is that I'm dying for Nigeria Ifo.
Oh, thank you. I haven't heard I'm dying for in a long time. Thank you so much. 99.3, hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations to Nigeria Ifo.
Thank you.
This is Olori calling from Aja.
Good to have you
I thought I've called three times today. I'm so happy. Man, you guys have been so wonderful. Funny enough, it's a friend that called me when there was a particular program that has to do with autism and awareness, okay?
Okay.
And say so that day that I listened to that program, I have been hooked on to Nigeria Info.
Aww.
You see that crossfire?
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm at work, I actually connect with my mobile phone. I connect through either YouTube or I just Google it and I'm
listening, right?
And I've introduced Nigeria Info to some of my colleagues. I'm talking about working in Delta State, or not in Lagos.
Oh my!
So we hook up, and you know, you see all of us on our headset while we're working. What are we listening to, Nigeria Info?
Oh.
Is it What's Up, Lagos? In fact, all your programs are fantastic.
Thank you.
I always like the medical talks. Mm-hmm. I always like the politics. Mm-hmm. One, I never liked politics until I started listening to Nkujimi break it down.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, so politics can be this sweet. So thank you, guys. It's an award that is well-deserved.
Thank you.
And sincerely, I just want you guys to keep doing it. I think... keep giving us the best.
Thank
Nigeria
you.
Info, not too much.
We too much. Gang, 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 gang. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we thank you for introducing the brand to other people in other parts of the country as well. Thank you so much for being our evangelists, for being our missionaries. We've got Frank joining us from Indonesia. Frank, how you doing?
Hi, Sandra. Just give me a second, please.
Okay.
Congratulations, Nigeria Info. Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry, I can. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Something.
I can hear you.
Congratulations. I've been listening since morning. It's been a very great one. I saw the news. I was like, But when I saw the news, I was actually surprised. I was like, these people, they look good. They know they fear. They're not going to give us this award. They know who they're for here. Ordinary Koboko, Comrade Koboko, or whatever will take care of them. They don't know the squad we have. Fear that they catch them. I was already too surprised, you know. So, but there was a caller that called in this morning, and he said something, Sandra.
Okay.
Something really inspiring. And you guys really need to talk or look into it.
Okay.
He said, you guys call in and say, oh, how do we tackle drug addiction, women, child molestation, and the rest. But you guys have never talked about tackling Nigeria Info addiction. Like, you guys really need to look into it.
That one's a good one. That one is not bad.
I didn't tell you say wahala day.
I say that one no be disease.
I know my partner will carry full. I'm saying, take. It's Sandra. It's Sandra. And you say it's Sandra. I'm like, what is? So what she'll say is this one and his uncle this one. And I'm like, hey. So I don't know whether I'm the one misbehaving or is the addiction.
This one is a good addiction.
Go about this thing.
This one is a good addiction. This one doesn't need cure. Doesn't need
to. And the last one, I just need to chip this in. Look, I think the news today added an extra year in my life. Please, let's not talk anything again. Let's just be sweet me. Okay. No, we leave Nigeria matter. And let's just be celebrating. I saw your three other stories. I just want to read itself. I'm not interested. Today is just celebration. Congratulations to us, I beg.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Frank, for calling. We appreciate it. You know, I'm even going to add an additional question to my questions. When was the first time you listened to Nigeria Info? Do you remember? Do you remember the first time ever that you listened to a show on Nigeria Info? What were they talking about that day? How did you realize, okay, this is a station. Okay, see the station's dial. Okay, maybe I'll come back and listen to this station again. Let me see what they're even doing today, you know. What show was it? What day was it? What year was it? Do you even remember what you were wearing? Do you remember where you were going? Do you remember what you were doing? The first time ever you listened to Nigeria Info. 99.3.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Mr. Ray calling from Festag.
Thanks for calling, Mr. Ray.
Congratulations to Nigeria Info, first of all.
Thank you.
Sandra, I want to tell you the story of when I first listened to Nigeria Info.
Okay.
Shout out to the Uber driver that introduced me to this station. It was on 2019 December. That was like a week after my wedding.
Okay.
I and my wife went on Uber. I went to pick up our marriage certificate from the Ikoyi registry.
Okay.
And he was just telling me, he was like, there's this station that, boss, you need to listen to this station. Like, there's this couple that they host a show together. That was the Techers.
Yes.
So he started telling us about, my wife was like, this station where this man, they hype like this. So he was telling us that you guys should listen to it too. Then Joyce's show came on, The Sunny Side.
Yeah.
And we started listening to Joyce's show. She was talking about, I think there was a show about, I don't know if I can say this on air, about masturbation and how people should prevent something like that.
Okay.
So he started telling, I started listening from there. Sandra, I've been hooked. Like, everybody in my family knows, like, they'd be like, Sandra, Adiakwalozo. Every, you listen, like, the whole family listens to your station. Like, you guys are so inspiring, from Sherry, aww, Uncle Jimmy, Joyce. Like, even Yvonne Haifo, like, she has a very sweet voice. My wife will be giving me cider when I'm listening to her. Like, fishing is really, really addictive. Like, Nigeria Info is really addictive. I'm telling you, like, I don't listen to any other station because you guys have a program for every age range, which is very beautiful.
Yeah.
So congratulations again.
Thank you.
They for not giving anybody the award, Nana, for winner, we know they're surprised.
Thank you, my guy. Thank you for calling. All right, I've got about a minute before I have to take a break. So let me come to WhatsApp and read the messages there. Good afternoon to the best radio station in Lagos, Nigeria. Firstly, how do we vote? Because I feel guilty listening and benefiting for so many years and I wasn't... and didn't vote. Don't worry. The voting don't pass. We don't already win now. No more voting again. Though I miss almost 5 to 6 journalists and OAPs that have moved on to greater things, we're still here and we're still loyal and faithful. And yes, we are all addicted to Nigeria Info. Donna V from Etiosa with that message. All right, Donna V, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We've got this message from Chris in Accra. Chris says, congrats to the station. You guys are the best by a long mile. I've been a radio person all my adult life, but never reckoned with Nigeria Info. I was even a guest on Tennis Focus with Okonekwo Nya for 17 months between 2014 and 2015. Yet, I never reckoned with the station, despite coming into the studio every Sunday, 1:30 to 2 p.m., until my guy I listened to day in, day out on Classic FM joined the station. Since then, I haven't missed a day not listening to the station. My wife, kids, everyone around me knows my addiction to 99.3. Once I got a new phone, the first thing my son does is to go to the App Store and download the Nigeria Info FM app. I've spent millions of gigabytes listening to you guys online, even after I left Lagos in 2021. Well done, guys. Chris from Accra with that message. Chris, thank you so much for your message. Timothy said, I started listening to Nigeria Info since the time of Mashe. In fact, I follow Una Opuna. Momo, you be OGO. God damn. I think we should do a party to celebrate this. I don't know. I feel like this should be like a party funded by like the fans. you know? So like someone should give us a hall somewhere, another person should do catering, another person should bring drinks, we'll do like a proper meet and greet, BYOB type of party. I'm serious, let's do it and forget our woes and our sorrows. So if you're interested in doing this with us, you know, you give us somewhere where we're gonna do the party, you give us drinks, you give us food, and then we'll just come and dance and shayo and shalaye, you know, plenty. If you're interested, let's get it done. Send an email to me, let's talk about it, and let's make it happen. My email is sandra@nigeriainfo.fm. I've got this message here from Ayo in Ilukweju. Ayo says, I started listening to Nigeria Info since 2016 in Aba. Loved Morning Crossfire by Dayo Olushaking. No, actually, Dayo didn't host Morning Crossfire. Dayo has almost always hosted. You're right. Dayo was on a Morning Crossfire for a while. You're right, actually. So he's talking about Dayo from our station in Port Harcourt. Ayo says, when I came to Lagos, I continued. I thank God I voted, and it was a win for us. Ayo in Ilukweju, thank you for your message. All right, let's take a look at this particular message here. Sandra, the first time I listened to Nigeria Info was 2 years ago, and it was Joyce's program on that day. And I was like, what did I just hear? Wow. And since that day, I've been addicted to Nigeria Info. Abiola is in Hamburg, Germany. Lao Lu from London says, I stumbled on Nigeria Info in 2015, and the two programs that stood out for me were The Midnight Show by Fola and then The Lunchtime Show with Ali Baba and his team. Okay. Thank you, Lao Lu, for your message. M. Joe in Ajah says, I left my house 5 p.m., boarded a bus from Lakowe to Lekki. I got to Ekpotu. I forgot my earpiece. I asked the driver to stop that I forgot something. I called my wife. In fact, I woke her up to come out and wait for her. And I waited for her to bring my earpiece. She was shocked that I came back because of my 5 a.m. sheriff quadri. Congratulations once again. Aww, thank you. Thank you so much. We've got this one here that says, Sandra, I concur with your plan. I thought of it today. I've been addicted to Nigeria Info since 2010. All right. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Ezibo Madu. Onyewai Goziege.
Gozikwagi.
Igwe Victor.
Igwe Victor, welcome.
Congratulations, my sister.
Thank you.
In fact, I'm very, very happy for you people. I started listening to Nigeria Info since 2011 when it was commissioned.
Oh.
Since that time, I've not skipped a program.
Wow.
Yesterday when I called at Ada Midnight Show, I told her that, in fact, if I want to be honest, there's nobody I will ever need to skip his or her program, because every program on Nigeria Info is exclusively different from what you are coming out from. Of all I mentioned yesterday, I forgot the real man Val. I don't know why most people are listening to that show, Saturday morning show, the real man Val. The motivator of our time. In fact, I want to encourage people who do not listen to Swear Today, Smile Tomorrow. When I wanted to shout this afternoon, I almost shouted Swear Today, Smile Tomorrow. So, you people, in fact, I told my wife before I married her that I'm a radio person. I'm so much addicted to radio.
Mm.
Lately, she started looking at me from the angle that I don't give her all the attention she deserves. But the truth is, I don't know how to skip a particular program. If I forget my earpiece, last 2 weeks, I went to Alaba to buy, to restock my shop.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to buy earpiece. Okay, I had earpiece I sell in my shop. Eventually, I remembered that was on Thursday,
mm-hmm,
that Joyce was on her program.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to go to someone else who I do not buy anything from her. I requested for an earpiece that I needed to use to listen to a program. The woman said she will sell it at the normal price they sell to any other person. I said, okay, let me buy.
Mm.
I bought it even at the high price they buy it to retail. They sell to retailers. I came back to my shop. When I finished listening to Joyce's program,
mm-hmm,
I resold it to the normal price I used to sell.
Right.
The truth is, I can't just give anything for Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info is the best. Congratulations, my sister.
Thank you so much for calling us, and thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate it. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm very well.
Granada.
Talk to me.
For me, it's double celebration.
Okay.
Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Do you want to tell us how old you turn?
You want to know my age?
Do you want to tell us?
67.
67! Ooh, three years away from 70. 70 is like when the party begins. That's when the living begins.
We'll celebrate it together, don't worry.
I shall be there live.
Thank you, my girl. And you've got a good voice.
Thank you. What do you remember the first time you listened to us?
Yes, I am a newcomer to Nigeria Info.
Okay.
I think I arrove. I arrove with Uncle Jimmy.
Arrove, okay.
I arrove with Uncle Jimmy.
Okay.
When he moved over to Nigeria Info.
Okay.
And since then I've been addicted.
Okay.
Usually, most times you tune into a radio station, you have a program for 1 hour. You go to another station to listen to another one.
Mm-hmm.
You go to another station to listen to another one.
Mm-hmm.
But since I joined the Nigeria Info, I only switch off at 7. Because I'm not a football person.
Okay.
So I only switch off at 7.
Okay.
And by 4 the following morning, I'm with you again.
Oh.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
And one thing I like about your station, I've listened to a lot of stations. I've worked in a few. Well, I've done freelance jobs in a few of them.
Okay.
And these days, you know, I retired as a teacher.
I see.
I have found, I don't know, like Sheriff said when he received the prizes, the awards rather, the your input in getting good sound people.
Yeah.
The level of diction, the standard of English, the comportment is on point, so I'm comfortable with Nigeria Info. Unlike some other stations, by the time you listen for like 15 minutes, you are then go don't scatter you with bullets. So well done, Sandra.
Thank you, Grandma Lara. Thank you, Grandma Lara. She's Nigeria Info's grandma now. The patron saint of grandmas for Nigeria Info. Femi Omotayo is on the line. Hi, Femi.
Hello, Madam Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, Femi?
Yeah, I'm fine. Madam Sandra, I'm very happy Nigeria Info won that award.
Yes.
We're all rooting for you guys.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, I didn't know about Nigeria Info for a very, very long time because I left the country a long time ago.
Okay.
I was just, I was at work that day. I was looking for a radio which I can listen to.
Okay.
So normally I think there's another radio in Lagos, which is it Niger or something like that?
Okay.
That there are two guys that normally have a program like PG and Amulu and the other guy. I don't know. Yeah. So I was just thinking, okay, that's the station. But the moment I just click onto it, that's when I started hearing hard facts. And that gave me everything I wanted. Like, I wanted to know what is happening in Nigeria because I cannot be watching channels when I'm at work
all the time, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Right.
But since then, since I joined you guys, man, it's been so good. And I listen to you guys every day. Even at work with my AirPods, I listen to you guys.
Right.
So if you guys are going to have a party, we are very, very much in support of it. We in the diaspora, we can send a little talking. Support it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, I thought you were done there, but thank you, Femi, for calling. And by the way, Lagos is not just our radio station of the year that we won. No, we won some other awards too. So we won best radio production in documentary feature. That particular award went to Emmanuel Onwuka for his documentary about boat mishaps in Lagos. Then our station in Port Harcourt won best radio station news in English. Our radio station in Port Harcourt, Nigeria Info Port Harcourt 92.3. So if you are looking for a station to listen to in Port Harcourt, don't worry. 92.3, that's who you listen to there. Best radio station news in English. We won that as well. So 3 awards in one night. Now only we waka come. Yes. In fact. As a matter of fact, now only we waka come.
Fine, let me play that song again, because, you know, I really love it. It's such a gingered song, you know what I'm saying?
The emperor, the conqueror, the champion, the lion is here.
Hey!
Hey!
I'm so happy. I don't know if you can tell. I'm so happy. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very fine. Sandra.
Yes.
My own with Nigeria Info is a long story.
Oh, tell me. I have time. All I have is time today. Tell me.
Yes. It started with an OAP. Is it OAP?
OAP. Mm-hmm.
That is Mashe.
Okay.
In Wadobia.
Oh, yeah.
And Ehidiame.
Oh.
So after some time, Ehidiame went to Port Harcourt.
Okay.
And after, I was not hearing Mashe's voice again.
Okay.
I was now asking my children that, is it that Mashe is no longer in Wadobia?
Mm-hmm.
Until after one day, one of my daughters. Mm. In Uniben, called me. I said, I know where Mashe is now.
Mm.
I said, please tell me. She said, no, I must buy her something. And he said, you cannot give me this information just like that.
Like that.
So, and I persuaded her, just tell me the station. She said, no. I started checking all the radio.
All the dials.
Yeah. There was nothing like Mashe. And I said, no problem. And I called her again. I said, tell me where Mashe is.
Okay.
She now told me it's a new radio station that is Nigeria Info.
Okay.
I said, tell me how I can get them. She now told me.
Okay.
And I listened that day. Mashe was speaking.
Mm.
And after that day, I continued listening until at a point her voice was not heard again.
Mm.
Mashe has left Nigeria Info.
Mm-hmm.
But what kept me on was now Nelly.
Oh, Tolu, yes.
And Adenike.
Oh, yes.
Their program that later graduated to the Kovu.
Yes.
And so many other these things.
Yes.
See, there's no radio station like Nigeria Info in Nigeria.
I agree with you.
You see, I was listening to them, like one person said, the way, whether it's your HR, the way you people pick your workers, because there is one you will say, no, this one is better than the other one.
Right.
By the time Tolu, Adenike, and Nelly left, I stopped listening to the radio station again. And no radio station, I was not listening until one day again. Someone just told me that Nelly is back in Nigeria Info. I said it's a lie. When I turned in, I tuned in. It was not Nelly, but Joyce.
Okay.
Just the same stamina, the same voice, the same everything.
Right.
I said, at a point, I said, this is not Nelly, but I cannot. The voice was so captivating.
Right.
It was so much. I had to go and buy new radio after that day. And it was after that time, your own voice pop up. And by the grace of God, I've not listened to. Once I want to talk, when it's time to listen, when they on the radio and want to shift it, I will tell them, this is not Nigeria Info. The music they will play in the other radio station will tell me it's not Nigeria Info.
Exactly.
I will tell them, please, tune it well. Nigeria Info doesn't play this kind of
music. We don't play it.
They don't play this kind of music. And when you check it, you will discover truly it's not Nigeria Info.
Yeah.
When I went to visit now my daughter when she gave birth,
okay.
I just asked her, I said, please, what time is it? He said, is 15 minutes to Joyce.
Mm.
That is just what.
15 minutes.
Please,
Joyce.
You people are too much.
Thank
I
you.
I won the award yesterday and I was not surprised. See, you know so many corruption goes on in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
If that award had not come to Nigeria Info, you would see me protest.
Oh, thank God, you know, thank God. We don't get to see that. Yeah, we don't have to see that. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Kane Day is here. Hi, Kane Day.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Talk to me.
Oh, big congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
I'm particularly happy because I voted for all in all the three categories and all the three categories won.
Hey! So your vote counted. Hallelujah.
Yes, my vote counted. I didn't know Yakubu. I know Yakubu. Sandra, you were playing that song there.
Yeah.
And you left the most important part.
Sorry, which part?
You said, play the road for Usabi.
Oh!
Play the road for the game changer.
Didn't I play that part? I didn't play that part.
Yeah, you didn't get there. You said that you are. It's okay now. That's the part that really spoke about the story of Nigerian Info.
Abby?
You know, I was listening to, I can't even remember the year.
Okay.
I know I started listening to Nigerian Info during the time of this, the boss lady, and then the wife of this man, ex-wife, rather, Frank Edo, and something like that.
Oh, okay.
And then I used to have this, I had this impression about Nigerian Info there. Not a negative impression that, like, I felt like this OAPs are too rude.
So that was when we had Yop and Catherine.
Exactly. So they were very sharp. I'll be like, this was OAP. I don't want to get out with this kind of sharp talks and rude talks. Then after some time, I just left Nigerian Info. Then I came back some years later and I saw that they changed the whole scenario. And I was listening to Sheriff, and people will be talking to Sheriff, and Sheriff will just be taking it calmly. I'll say, something don't change you. I listen to your show too. Now, then my brother Tai will come to me and say, have you listened to Joyce? I said, I never heard that one. He said, Joyce, they always tackle all these husbands. Wow. So I said, maybe I go listen. So I was like, wow. Ever since then, I enjoyed your show. I enjoyed the time of Alibaba. And also the football crew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to listen to Brilla FM before for commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, Femi and the gang, no more. Mm-hmm. I just leave Brilla FM straight. Come to Femi and the gang. You know. It was so superb. They had a great team. And one thing about your company is that you have a good model.
Yeah.
One thing about business is a model.
Right.
Once you identify a model, and you stick to that model, it sells for you. And the model you applied was to allow contributions from the people.
Right.
And it really worked.
Right.
And then you also take on those contributions. For example, look at the show, the Friday show that you just introduced about the legislators.
Right.
Well, it's a very great show for me because I've really been looking forward to a show that will talk about just the legislature and the things like that.
Right.
And I even have one more program to suggest to you. I don't know if you would.
Let me hear. What's the program?
Maybe you can build a model around it because the program is about the history of Nigeria, political history of Nigeria. Most of us today, our youth of today don't really know the political history. So if you can have a program that builds around the political history, starting from the Awolowos, the NNP, all these political parties, and talk about the intrigues of those parties, stories, so that we can really enjoy our history politically as a country. And so that's what is has been coming to my mind because we can build a model or a show around that model.
It's actually a fantastic idea. So yeah. I'm sure
all these shenanigans. Yeah, the one that we are seeing between Tinubu and Obi and Atiku today. I knew it existed then between those Aduke, Awolowo and the rest.
So
we can build a show to the political history of the country so that people can really
know. Even do comparative analysis,
exactly,
to show people that what's happening. No, it's Moi Moi.
Exactly. You get it.
All right.
Congratulations once again. I really enjoy you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling, KD. We appreciate it. All right. Let's come back to Nigeria. 99.3.
I support their political history.
Oh, why are you calling our number for women, eh? Why? All right, let me go to WhatsApp and take a look at messages we've got there. Fendi Mendieta is currently in San Antonio, Texas. He says, congrats, guys. I'm very glad you guys won the award. I started listening to Nigeria Info when I was in Nigeria way back in 2014. Femi and the gang crew of Emmanuel Team, Deji Faremi, Kelechi Nkoro, Titus Bankole, etc. I moved abroad and continued. My colleagues at work ask me, why do you listen to radio back home in Nigeria? And I tell them, don't worry, you won't understand. All right, thank you very much for your message. I've got a message from my favorite person, Tunde. Tunde says, congratulations to Nigeria Info for their well-deserved win. I'm so happy about this. My love for the station dates back to 2013 when I was first introduced to Femi and the gang by my brother. I was instantly hooked. Since then, I made it a habit to tune in at 6 a.m. since the days of Tolu, Seun and Adenike on the Morning Belt. I love the new presentations, discussions, and the personal interactions that you have with us, the listeners. My admiration for the station grew even stronger when you did a coup to snatch Uncle Jimmy from another station. My Nigeria Info story will not be complete without the mention of hard facts, and I beg to differ. Wow, what more can I say? Nigeria Info has become a part of my life, and I'm grateful for your excellent positive contributions to our lives. Once again, congratulations, Nigeria Info. All right, Tunde, thank you for your message. Here is Morfe from Ikoyi. Morfe says, congrats to all Nigeria Info staff and callers. I've been a listener to Nigeria Info for 12 years now. I've never regretted my decision. Thank you for being here for us. Sandra, my president, congratulations to us. Indeed, because it's your award as well, because you voted, you decided that the person who will go home with this award was Nigeria Info. Vera from Oshodi says, I remember I tuned my office radio to Nigeria Info since March 2021. Until tomorrow, it remains there. I love What's Up Lagos, Confession Thursdays, and the Saturday program by Olumide and Onyi. And that period of the debate, it got me well. Long live Nigeria Info. My sister, I agree with you. Long live Nigeria Info. Okay. I've got for some reason, the voice notes we receive don't really deliver. So if you send us a voice note, I may not be able to play it on the show. Lukman from Ijebode says, I started listening to Nigeria Info from day one in 2012. I was searching for another station and I stumbled on Femi and the gang on Saturday evening. I don't like talk radio, but Nigeria Info changed that. Morning Crossfire with Tolu and Seun, Antimashe, Fola, Adenike, Catherine Obiang, Chuks and Zoe, the ever-present Femi and the gang, Emmanuel Kelechi Nkoro, Kelechi Nwosu, Deji Faremi, Titus Bankole, the list goes on. All thanks to Femi Obong Daniels. Congratulations. All right, Lukman, thanks for your message. We've got Kwam of Ikorodu, who says, I'm a fan of another program on another station, but something happened. That program stopped in 2016, so I was always auto-tuning every morning to get other programs on radio. Then, boom, Nigeria Info with their documentaries and very interactive news. I've been through Tolu on Ome, Rotimi Sankore, and the Gang of Sports. You people have a lot of engaging programs, and that's why it's hard to leave. The radio gives more info than TV. I'm so proud. So I'm more of it. Thank you, Sandra, and the rest. All right, Kwam, thanks for your message. I'll take another message here. We have so many messages on WhatsApp. My God. Kuforiji Oluwaseyi says, I started listening to Nigeria Info during the days of Nelly, Adenike, and Alibaba. Atinuke says, this is, in fact, a well-deserved award. Dem no do pasha at all. I will celebrate with my family this evening. The first time I listened to Nigeria Info was 2 years ago to Relationship 360, Kayode and Oyinye. I went that day, and I really wish I had known this station before then. Daddy Kayode is a blessing to our generation. You, Oyinye, and Sandra, Sheriff, Uncle Jimmy, you all are the best. Oh, thank you, Atinuke. This message says, I'm actually a radio addict. I started listening to some of your programs since 2011 through Madam Mashe, then Alibaba, then when Joyce came over from Cool FM. Wow, her voice did it. Then Mr. Sheriff and the gang on Sports Crew, then President Sandra. God is really behind the selection of workers at your station. Thank God INEC was not involved in the voting process. Okay. This message says, I started listening to the station during lockdown, though I listen to specific programs and topics, especially hard facts. I also like Don't Drop the Mic by Femi Aribisala on Friday night. It's a shame that the program doesn't air anymore because that's my favorite on the station. But most importantly, I listen to the shows because of topics and contributions of callers especially. But then again, I believe callers should not be told to stop talking and cutting them off when they have a different view from the OAP, especially Joyce. She does that a lot and it should be addressed. Sandra, don't defend her because you said get your awful buddy. Okay, we're going to try to not do that anymore. Thank you very much for your message. Ocheja Jafeth says, I started listening to Nigeria Info 2 years ago. The program that captivated my heart the most was The Morning Crossfire by Sheriff. Since then, I cannot do without Nigeria Info. God bless Nigeria Info. Okay, let's come back to the phone lines and hear your thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Rita from Lafayette.
Rita! Thank you. Thank you.
Sandra, in fact, this, I'm coming, though. We'll celebrate it together.
Abby?
Yes. Sandra, really kind of collect because I love sports very well.
Okay.
So one evening, I just tuned and I what kind of obsession is this one?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the sport I want to listen to since then, Sandra.
Mm.
The next day, as in Sunday, I tune in again. I want to listen. I also listen to this first guy. I started falling in love with Nigeria. In fact, Sandra, the greatest gift my husband has loved was from his radio.
Aww.
Yeah, because I work from home. So every time, if this one, the battery go down, I'll turn to this other one. So at the end of the day, I listen to all the programs. In fact, I love all you guys. You guys are doing a great job by keeping us in a good position. In fact, this country, it's only Nigeria for the country for us. Thank you.
Rita, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, I've got about 40 seconds before I have to take a break. 40 seconds before a break. So what I'll do is read messages from WhatsApp. Let me do that. Let me read messages from WhatsApp. And then we'll just keep talking. And then the other two stories I wanted to bring you on the big three today, we didn't get into them, but we'll get into them between 4 and 5. And of course, if you still want to keep talking about Nigeria Info's award as Radio Station of the Year. If I let me play that song again, because see, my body is sweating me so much. It's sweating me so much.
The emperor, the conqueror, the champion, the lion is here.
Hey!
Zobu, Zobu, Enyimba, Enyimba.
Sports after this.
Sandra, why do you have a picture of yourself with Father Christmas? Are you a child?
Yes, I'm a child. I took that picture at Agbaya Link Up in December. It was so much fun. The best part is the next edition is happening on May 27th, 2023 at Meadow Hall, Lekki. There will be lots of food, bouncing castles, face paintings, water gun fights, PlayStation, Sega, swings, cheese balls, inter-house sports competitions, and an insane after party.
You are really an Agbaya.
Yes, so Yusef can be an Agbaya too. Visit at Agbaya Link Up on Twitter and Instagram to get your ticket. For sponsorship and inquiries, call 0810-073-0222.
This event is proudly sponsored by Mirinda, Pepsi, Cool FM, Too Shore, Pot TV, Cadbury and Raven Bank.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts, and Nigeria Info is Radio Station of the Year.
The emperor, the conqueror, the champion, the lion is here.
Hey!
Hey! Zobu, Zobu, Enyimba,
Enyimba. I'm going to let the song finish. I'll let the song finish.
Go,
champion, the lion is here.
Last year. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.